Incredible. That's what I've been playing for my whole career, and it's tough to put into words how incredible the feeling is.
Well, try to do that. Describe the moment, I guess, as the clock ticked down in Game 7.
As the clock ticked down, I mean, like, it was a 4-1 game, and I just I looked over at Brossois, and he was right there, and he just started jumping up and down, and I just threw my gloves down and just started skating towards him, and it was incredible. Like, all the boys coming off the bench, so excited. It was awesome to see huge smiles on everybody's faces.
Especially because of the way that you guys won it in that 7-game series with Portland. Just talk about that. I know throughout the playoffs, not that you weren't tested, but you certainly dominated the Eastern Conference, and then that battle with the Winterhawks must have felt like a totally different story than what the rest of the playoffs had been.
Oh, they're an incredible hockey team. They came out and it was an up and down series. There was moments in the series where they had us hemmed in our zone, and there was moments in the series where we had them hemmed in their zone. It was just back and forth, and it's incredible that it went to Game 7, and it was the best hockey I've ever been a part of, and it was the most fun I've ever had playing hockey.
How do you think your team responded to that? Because really, you went on that long winning streak. You had I don't want to say an easy time in the Eastern Conference, but you did really control your fate in the Eastern Conference. And it seemed like once you got to the final, it was the first time you were dealt with adversity throughout your playoff run. And how do you think that young club was able to deal with that adversity?
Clearly, we responded pretty well. And I agree with you. We flew through the first few rounds pretty easily. And then when we first game against Portland, they gave us it all, and then they ended up getting a lead in the series. And the message in the dressing room was just that we have to not worry about it, just play each game and play simple and stick to the game plan. We stuck to the game plan, and it all worked out good for us.
Talk about your own performance, Jordan. I know throughout your run in Edmonton, you've been given a role where they ask you to be, you know, a third, fourth line guy, to play a checking role, to bring some energy. And when you're able to chip in offense, that's great. But as the playoffs have gotten longer and deeper, your role and your line's role has gotten bigger, especially in the final. And just talk about the way you guys stepped up in a big way in that series with Portland.
Well, I mean, me and Nurchinski, we just we played as hard as we could every night in and night out. And we played against their top lines, and when we got opportunities, we capitalized on them.
Did the way you guys played change? Was it a confidence thing? What do you think happened in the final that allowed, in the final especially, that allowed you guys to become not only that sort of two-way energy line, but a line that was chipping in with some very important offense and leading the way almost?
Confidence has a little bit to do with it. And I mean, you start rolling, pucks start going in for you, and you start feeling good, and the puck feels better on the end of your stick. And it seems to get easier once you get a little bit of confidence, and once it goes in for you, it just seems to keep going in, and it's a really good feeling.
I know Derek Laxtal was saying in one of his post-game press conferences that when you were first traded to the Oil Kings, that Mark Lamb told Edmonton that you would be a huge playoff performer for them. Do you feel like this is the kind of hockey that you're built for, that it's right up your alley the way the game's played in the postseason?
Absolutely. The harder the game is played, the harder I like to play, and the more involved I like to get in the game, and the more involved in the game I am, the better I play.
I know you said something in a post-game conference as well about how every game could be the last of your junior career. And has that been going through your mind and been motivating you in these final games of the playoffs?
Oh, absolutely. I think, like, we just have the tournament left now, and I just wanted to leave on a good note. It's my last crack at it. It was the last chance of winning this league I ever had, and, I mean, that was definitely a motivation, and I played like it was my last, and just went out and played as hard as I could.
What is it about this team, if you could describe it, that has allowed you guys to have the success you've had?
We're really, really tight group of guys. Like, everybody gets along with everybody. We don't It's really, really good atmosphere in the dressing room, and the depth of our hockey team was incredible. We had guys like Dylan Rock out, and other guys just stepped in and played incredible, played how they had to play, and to win a championship is incredible.
And I know it's an Edmonton Oilers town, but looking at the crowd and the way they were reacting for you in Game 7, just talk about the way the city has sort of embraced you here on this playoff run.
You can't ask for much more. The crowd in the Game 7 was incredible. You can't ask for more. And when the clock was ticking down, that was the loudest thing I've heard in a long time. And it was really exciting, and the crowd definitely helped us get into it and play our best hockey.
I know a couple of your former teammates were in attendance. How cool was that to have guys you played with that thought enough of you to come to Edmonton, come to the game, and cheer you on?
Oh, it's awesome. Yeah, Dowling and Evans, they made the trip down, and they've been really good friends of mine for my whole WHL career, and I'm still really close friends with those guys. And for them to come down and support me like that and come to watch the game is an awesome feeling.
All right, lastly, you guys are heading off to the Memorial Cup, and this is the great unknown. You don't know very much about the teams you're going to face. They're from Quebec, they're from Ontario, and what are you expecting? How are you preparing for this? What's it going to take to bring home the national championship?
Well, I think it's all about the way we play. We don't really know anything about them, so we got to stick to our game plan and just play the way we play hockey, and see good things should happen.
All right, thanks a lot, Jordan. Again, congratulations. I know you had a lot of fans cheering you on from your days with the Broncos and the Legionnaires here as you won that championship, and they'll be cheering you on as you go to the Memorial Cup as well.
All righty. Thank you, Sean.
Thanks, Jordan.
Yep, bye.
Have a good one.